This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for. Well, the momentum continues for our markets, considering that the markets hit a record high for the fourth consecutive day yesterday. FIIs continue to pump in money, so they net bought over 2,100 odd crores. DIIs net sold close to around 786 odd crores. In terms of the global markets, we have the US markets which are closed on account of Independence Day. Asia, however, is largely lower due to services activity slowing both in China as well as Japan. Brent crude, which is hovering at around $75 per barrel, the GIFT Nifty indicating a marginally higher start. Well, in terms of a couple of indices and cues to watch out for, do watch out for the mid-caps underperforming in our markets and the financials outperforming. So yesterday we had the mid-cap index which slipped around 72 odd points. It snapped its 5-day gaining streak on Tuesday. Financials, however, have been aided by a lot of positive Q1 updates. The Nifty Bank, for example, gained 143 odd points. We've seen a lot of stocks such as Bajaj Finance, PNB, IndusInd Bank, all of them gain and come in at fresh 52-week highs. In terms of a couple of cues, we have the services as well as the composite PMI for June. We have Q1 business updates which are still trickling in from a lot of sectors. This week, we do have the FOMC minutes as well as the non-farm payrolls data. Next week, we have the US CPI data. And at the end of July, we have the Fed meet. So a lot of cues lined up in the next couple of days. For today, stock-specific action will continue and be top of mind. Well, this is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.